Thanks for coming along. So it's good I can see the slides up, so that's the first kind of volley away. But this is my kind of first time taking an evening service. I've helped at a kind of Glen Christen themed evening services, and I remember last year I kind of shared a 50-50 on an evening on teaching on prayer. But it's always been good those times you've been able to speak, but in a way you've been able to hide under the background, but now it's just me. So but thanks for coming along, and I hope you're able to get something out of the passage. But I'll be speaking on a passage from Romans that have helped me in my faith, so hopefully I can do likewise for you. But I was thinking, it does seem a long time ago in May when I was asked to speak, and when I was asked, it was something I did take very seriously and I did pray about. But at that time when I said yes, you do feel it's a long time away, and there was so much to happen in the summer, and but now we're kind of finally here. So it almost kind of reminds me of the dentist, but that feeling it's never going to come, but it does come, but you know it's worthwhile in the end, so and it's beneficial. But one of the benefits of speaking tonight was I knew it was a September weekend, so if anyone was on holiday from the church, I probably wouldn't have minded, but it's all good you're here. But incidentally, I don't know if just issues have been asked by a family member. I've no answer been told the time limit. So, but also I know we'll be finishing at 7:30. So, I'll just you're never sure the kind of time wise how long you'll take, but I'm aware of the time. So, today we'll be looking at a passage in Romans, but I thought at first I would just kind of tell you a kind of a understanding of the book of Romans as a whole and why I'm speaking in this particular passage. So the book of Romans is quite a big book in the New Testament in terms of teaching, but and I'll never be able to describe it all in a paragraph or two, but in the kind of the first 11 chapters of Romans, it's kind of doctrinal issues that Paul wrote about. And then after that, it's chapters 12 to 16, it's more practical guidance. And that's Bible commentators point out that it's a common feature of Paul's letters in the New Testament, how he covers important doctrinal issues and then going on to the practical guidance for Christians. And I think that's an important lesson for all of us today, that it's important to study the doctrinal parts of the Bible and know the truths of the Bible, but also it's important to have know the practical guidance to help us in our day-to-day lives as Christians. We perhaps may have a favourite between the two of them, but we need to use two kind of by our side and to help us in our growth. Romans chapter 1-11, it provides plenty of Bible study that you could look into. And again, I'm not going to spend too much time on this part, but we are clearly taught in Romans the sin of mankind. There's many important Bible verses to memorize from these 11 chapters. And although as we're taught about sin, we're also taught about the justification of faith and all that's important, and it's by faith we're saved, and that's it's worthwhile for any leader. And I'm sure these first 11 chapters, many a great conference speaker could speak at Keswick for a whole week in one chapter, and it's a great book to study, and perhaps one day I'll be able to speak in one of these chapters in an evening service. But for the meantime, I'm going to focus on Romans chapter 12 and how it's helped me. This evening I'll be talking about Romans chapter 12, and for myself it's always been a personal encouragement for the chapter, and remember particularly last year how in my Bible readings I led the chapter, and it was around this time last year, August, September, and it was a great encouragement for me, and it did speak to me, and I just went verse by verse at home, and it does also show me the importance of reading your Bible every year. You don't need to read your Bible all in one go in one year, but I do think it's important for myself. I've read this chapter previously in my Christian life before, but it is amazing how you can read a chapter again and it just is able to speak to you in your Christian walk at that particular time. And the Word of God's always relevant, even today. So just as we have a look at Romans chapter 12, I'll just try and keep it simple and in many ways just go verse by verse and see how it can help us. But I suppose that the Bible is the most powerful book, and in many ways all I would need to do is read the chapter and it would be able to speak to you. But I just as well want to give my thoughts and how it's helped me and how it can encourage us. As we look into Romans chapter 12, I've mentioned how the Bible speaks for itself and how the Bible is inspired. And I suppose it's hard for me. I always find it, I'm not that creative, and it's what I found was quite hard was kind of thinking of what would be a title of a sermon. And in many ways, I would probably just say Romans 12. It's not the most glamorous, but I suppose sermon titles aren't inspired by the Word of God is. But looking through brief as we look at the chapter, there's four kind of areas of the chapter that can help us in our practical Christian living. The first part of the chapters, verses 1 and 2, begins with a responsibility to live a godly life on a personal and individual level. The second kind of area would be then to move on to our own responsibility to use our spiritual gifts in the body of Christ. And that's verses 3 to 8. Verses 9 to 13, as we move on to our responsibility to the laid, to fellow believers in a positive way. And then in verses 14 to 21, as we conclude the chapter, we learn our responsibilities to witness to unbelievers. So hopefully those are four kind of areas that can help us grow as Christians, and that's why Paul originally wrote it to the church in Rome, that also today we can help us grow as Christians. So I'll just read Romans chapter 12 just in one go, and then we'll, just to get you the kind of bigger, clearer picture. I'll be reading from the NIV. I know that's interesting, as I've studied how different Bible translations can have words a bit different, and perhaps it's easier for us to understand. I'll look at that later on, but I'll be just for the main part, I'll be reading for the NIV. So starting from verse 1 of chapter 12. Wherefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, through many, form one body, and each member belongs to all others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is